I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. More than 40 acres of land is being returned to the Nanticoke and Lenape tribes in Delaware in a unique collaboration between a pair of nonprofits and the state. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
The two Native American tribes have long sought to reacquire some of their ancestral lands but didn't have the money. Now, three entities whose mission is preserving land have joined forces financially to make it happen. They are the state's Open Space Program, the Mount Cuba Center in Delaware, and the Conservation Fund in Virginia. Nanticoke Chief Natasha Norwood Carmine says her tribe is honored by the largesse of its new benefactors.
I believe that it's something that our future generations will appreciate as they have now witnessed our having received this land, and it's something that will be history for them that they'll be able to share with their youth and generations to come.
Carmine says Nanticoke's 30 acres will be used for activities such as its annual powwow.
We renew and refresh our spirits. We remember our ancestors. We share our culture and customs with the public, and we have tribal communities that come together with us.
The bulk of the money came from Mount Cuba Center. It's best known for its botanical gardens on a former DuPont family estate a few miles from President Biden's home. Jeff Downing is executive director.
Part of our mission is conserving or fostering biodiversity because it enhances resilience. So it just seemed like helping to support Native American communities was one way that we could help support the diversity of our community.
The state contributed more than $600,000 to the deals. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.